This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Campaigning for assembly polls is intensified in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the final days leading up to polling. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed multiple rallies at Jhargram, Purulia and Bishnupur districts in the state yesterday. Mr. Modi asserted that a double-engine BJP government in West Bengal will deliver double benefits to the women of the state. He accused the Trinamool Congress of thwarting the entry of more women in the legislative bodies in collusion with the Congress.
बंगाल की बहनें चाहती थी कि उनको 33% आरक्षण मिले, लेकिन टीएमसी नहीं चाहती थी कि बंगाल की बेटियां ज्यादा संख्या में एमएलए बने, क्योंकि बंगाल की बेटियां इनके महाजंगल राज को चुनौती दे रही है.
TMC President and West Bengal Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee held public meetings at Hooghly districts, Tarakeshwar and Kalna in Purva Bardhaman district. The Congress, Left and other parties are also actively campaigning across West Bengal. Polling in West Bengal will be held in two phases, on the 23rd and 29th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung in New Delhi yesterday. In a social media post, Dr. S. Jaishankar lauded the South Korean president's commitment to deepen bilateral relations across multiple domains. He also expressed confidence that his talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi today will further strengthen both countries' special strategic partnership. President of South Korea Lee Jae-myung arrived in New Delhi last evening on a three-day visit to India. In Tamil Nadu, 21 people are reported to have been killed following a blast at firecracker factory at V. Muthulingapuram in Viruddhanagar district yesterday. Six seriously injured people have been rushed to nearby hospitals for emergency treatment. The incident occurred when labourers were shifting inflammable chemical materials inside the factory. A total of 30 workers were present in the unit at the time of explosion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief at the loss of lives in this explosion at the firecracker factory in Tamil Nadu. The Supreme Court has issued a series of pan-India guidelines to enhance road safety, observing that expressways must not become corridors of danger due to administrative lapses or infrastructure gaps. A bench of Justices J.K. Maheshwari and A.S. Chandrakar noted that national highways account for only about 2% of India's total road network, but nearly 30% of road fatalities. It ordered that no heavy or commercial vehicle shall park or stop on any national highway carriageway or paved shoulder except at the designated ways or authorized wayside facilities. In Jammu and Kashmir, two US tourists were detained yesterday for questioning after a satellite phone was recovered from their luggage at the Srinagar International Airport. Police said that the satellite phones are regulated communication devices in India and the specific permission is required for the use of these communication devices in the country. Officials said that the detection of the device triggered security protocols, leading to immediate detention and questioning of the individuals. The India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast heatwave conditions over Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh and Vidarbha today. According to IMD, coastal Andhra Pradesh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic, West Bengal and Kerala will experience hot and humid weather conditions. Similar conditions are going to prevail over Tamil Nadu, Nahe, Puducherry and Karaikal. Meanwhile, the weather agency has predicted heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. In IPL cricket, Priyansh Arya and Cooper Connolly slammed 93 and 87 respectively as Punjab Kings, outplayed Lucknow Super Giants by 54 runs in New Chandigarh. Arya and Connolly added 182 runs in just 13.2 overs for a massively entertaining second wicket stand for Punjab Kings, as they tallied 254 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.